Let us pray. Almighty God, you have given your only begotten Son to take our nature upon him and to be born this day of a pure virgin. Grant that we who have been born again and made your children by adoption and grace may daily be renewed by your Holy Spirit through our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom with you and the same Spirit be honor and glory now and forever. And all God's people said, Amen. When people wake up on Christmas morning, the last thing they think about are their feet. And if they do, they more than likely don't think that their feet are beautiful. There's nothing quite like looking down and seeing ingrown toenails, fungi, calluses, and other various blemishes. So ho, 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 Merry Christmas. Yet the prophet Isaiah would have us consider our feet this morning. In fact, he wants us to see them not as we would, but rather as God sees them. You see, the Lord thinks our feet are beautiful when we share the gospel. Notice the place our feet travel to in our passage from Isaiah. It's to the mountains, to the high places. And why? So the message can go down to every nook and cranny and crevice beneath. So the sound carries every which way from on high. Our feet are beautiful because we have good news of shalom and salvation. Because we have the gospel that the God of Zion reigns and rules. Our feet are beautiful because Jesus Christ has accomplished a brilliant feat. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our Isaiah passage today leads us right into the fourth servant song and chapter that many Jewish folks are forbidden to read, and that's Isaiah 53. Now, why is this the case? Because that chapter is precisely how Jesus won our redemption. It's all about his crucifixion and his vindication at the resurrection. It's all about the gospel of peace, salvation, and Jesus' kingly rule. And this news is meant to be shared, to be proclaimed, to be heralded from the mountaintops. We have beautiful feet because Jesus has forever changed our world. So sing a new song to the Lord. Let the whole earth sing his praises, for Jesus has comforted his people by drawing near in proximity. He took on our flesh and he moved into the neighborhood. Each day proclaim the good news that he saves, as our psalm makes clear this Christmas morning. For the message is quite obvious. We've got good news, and we've been given two feet that God considers to be beautiful when we share the gospel. For the grace of God has been revealed, bringing salvation to all people. His name is Yeshua, the Messiah. He was born of a virgin, lived a perfect, obedient life, was crucified, died and buried and raised from the grave, and he has come to save, to make all things new. Let us then take our beautiful feet up to the high places and bring the gospel. But what are the high places in our culture right now? Our high places now are what we call high tech. The gospel message can spread and be shared in a nanosecond, sent to thousands upon thousands of people through words, music, or video. But the message can just as easily be sent to an individual through a text or an email. Yet through the internet, the medium through which information is shared, the gospel message can be absorbed by our modern world. But I still prefer taking my two feet physically somewhere. And this brings us back to where we started this morning. A lot of Christians, when they look at their feet, don't have ugly feet, but lazy ones. Let me say that again, just so that it sinks in on this Christmas morning. A lot of Christians, when they look at their feet, don't have ugly feet, but lazy ones that are not calloused. It's easy to hit a key on a computer or a phone or an iPad. It's quite another thing to actually walk across a room or walk across your street to share the good news. Our feet were made for walking, my friends. And a prominent religious leader just said that, look, people should see Christ in your life. You don't really need to evangelize. You don't really need to share the gospel, but I precisely preached against this a couple weeks ago. Because the gospel does indeed involve words. It really does. God uses human vessels like you and I to speak and to share those words. And he's given us 2 feet because guess what? He wants you to go. But most Christians are lazy. And our feet were made for walking. We were made to carry this message of peace and salvation. So, here's the takeaway this morning. Put on the shoes of the gospel of peace. For sharing the good news about Jesus should be a most natural thing for you and I to do. In coffee shops and the workplace, the gospel does indeed involve words. And it's not some great burden for us to conceal. It occurs naturally, and it's a joy to share. You just must tell someone, anyone, indeed everyone, what Jesus has done and what he has personally done for you. When we get a new job or we fall in love or we get amazing news regarding a health issue, guess what? We tell it. We don't think about it, do we? We just do it. Nike was right about that. The news about Jesus doesn't spread by osmosis. Although the Lord does most definitely appear to people in their dreams, as he's doing in the Muslim world. But the Lord has made you and I messengers of the gospel, of the good news. And as Peter wrote, Christians should always be ready at any time to share the hope that they have within them. So put on the shoes of the gospel of peace on your beautiful feet. And tell the world of the beautiful feet that Jesus accomplished in his life, death, burial, resurrection, and glorious ascension. Put on the shoes of the gospel of peace, for Jesus saves. Only Jesus. And maybe next Christmas morning when you wake up from your slumber, you will remember our joyful role in God's redemptive story. You will recall Isaiah's words, "How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of the messenger who bring good news." So put on the shoes, my brothers and sisters, and take those beautiful feet out to the world. Let us pray. O God, our Heavenly Father, whose word has come among us in the Holy Child of Bethlehem, may the light of faith illumine our hearts and shine in our words and deeds through him who is Christ the Lord. Amen.